entering into a certain village and being met there by 10 lepers. And we know that in those days, lepers were the outcasts of society. Leprosy was a very horrible disease that was contagious, and so they were the outcasts of society, and no one wanted to have anything to do with them. So it is that they stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices, crying out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when our Lord saw these poor lepers, he told them to go and show yourselves to the priests. And it was in the Old Testament, according to the Levitical law, that lepers needed to show themselves to the priests in order to be declared clean or unclean. So our Lord sent these 10 shepherds to the priests to try their faith, to try their confidence, and their obedience. For our Lord did not wish to heal them merely upon their prayer, but their cure was to cost them something. Their cure was to be, they were supposed to merit it by their cooperation. So therefore, their purification, their being cleansed of their leprosy, was the reward of their obedience and a reward of their faith. And so it is that we can see a very beautiful parallel in regards to our spiritual lives. We see how Christ sent these lepers to the priest to show figuratively, as it were, that he who wishes to be free from the leprosy of sin must contritely approach the priest, sincerely confess his sins, and be cleansed by him by means of absolution. And so it is that we too, when we have that terrible disease of spiritual leprosy, of sin on our souls, we are to lift up our voices and cry out with confidence, "Jesus, Master, have pity on me." And we know that our Lord, having pity on us, will tell us, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And this is precisely what we are to do, that we are to go to show ourselves to the priests in the sacrament of confession. It is there where we will be cleansed of our spiritual leprosy, we will be cured on account of our faith, our confidence, and our obedience. Now, when we think about spiritual leprosy, when we think of sin, we know that it is not enough for us to simply just go into the confessional and to confess our sins. We know that beforehand, we have to imitate these lepers. We have to cry out to our Lord for mercy, cry out to him for forgiveness. And we read how, as they were going on their way to see the priests, that they were cured. And that is, we should have that sorrow for our sins before we even get into the confessional. We should have that determination to do better before we get into the confessional. And we know that if we have that true sorrow for our sins because they have offended God who is so good and so loving, we know that we will be cured on our way to the sacrament of confession. That we know that the church teaches, our catechisms teach us, that we can receive the state of sanctifying grace back into our souls when it has been lost by mortal sin, when we make that act of perfect contrition and tell God we are truly sorry because we have offended him who is so good and so loving. That nevertheless does not take away the obligation to still go and confess all mortal sins to the priest. If we know that there is an obligation, we have to do that. We're bound under obedience. But like I said, we have to have faith, confidence, and obedience when we go to the sacrament of confession. Now, this is one thing that we should strive to get into the habit of, going into the confessional frequently, making frequent confessions. So we know that obviously we have a mortal sin on our souls. We should get to confession right away. But even if we don't have mortal sins, we should nevertheless make it a habit to go to confession often, because there are great spiritual benefits to be had by frequent confession. We know that frequent confession helps us to know ourselves and to see ourselves as we truly are. Now, if we take a long time, or we space out our confessions in a long period of time, it can be sometimes difficult for us to remember exactly what it is that we have done, what our sins are, what our faults are, our shortcomings. It can be a little bit difficult. So if we go to confession frequently, we have more of a, we recognize better our sins, and we see ourselves, like I said, as we truly are. We get a greater knowledge of ourselves if we get to go to confession frequently, more often. We know that frequent confession also helps to encourage us in the virtue of humility. We know it's not easy to have to go to confession and have to accuse ourselves before Almighty God of our sins and our failings and our shortcomings, but we know that it's very good for us spiritually. The virtue of humility is obviously the virtue by which we combat pride. When you think about this, pride is said to be the root of all sin. So what better way to overcome pride than by humbling ourselves by frequent confession? It encourages Christian humility. We also know that frequent confession helps us to root out our bad habits. And we know that, for example, in any garden, you're always going to have weeds. Even if you put down a proper layer or mat underneath, we know that even after a few years, those weeds will begin to grow on top of that. And so we, as a good gardener, need to be out there pulling out the weeds when they first show up. So that way that the good plants are able to grow, and we know that when the good plants grow, it hampers the weeds all the more. And the good plants take up more of an area. So in our spiritual lives, we have to remember not to get discouraged when we see weeds. Weeds will always remain in our gardens, but we have to be plucking them out, removing them, and help in that way the virtues that need to grow in our souls, in our lives, will be able to grow well. And frequent confession helps us to take out those weeds, to root out those bad habits that we see in our lives. We also know that frequent confession helps us to purify our consciences in the aspect that it helps us to see ourselves and for our conscience to become more sensitive to sin. Now, there's sometimes that people may say, well, I go to confession all the time, and I'm not getting any better. I feel like I'm getting worse. I feel like I'm not progressing, and I seem to be getting worse. And that might not necessarily be quite correct if we are doing our part, we're going to confession with proper sentiments, we're trying to say our prayers, we are being faithful to our spiritual exercises. It might not be that we are getting worse, but it might be that our consciences are becoming more sensitive and that we are truly actually growing spiritually because we are seeing ourselves as we truly are. We're not blinding ourselves. And rather than that impression of going backwards, we in reality are progressing and making progress in our spiritual lives. And we also know that frequent confession also strengthens our wills. And in our day and age, we see such a lack of willpower, so many weak characters around us. And we know that frequent confession truly strengthens our wills, because it is only the grace of God that is able to penetrate our wills to strengthen it. And this is especially done by means of this beautiful sacrament of confession and penance. And so it is something that truly helps us in our frailty, helps to strengthen us, gives us those sacramental graces to be able to better resist sin, resist temptation, and to be more inspired by the necessity of prayer and humility. And so that is one of those things that we should keep in mind, that frequent confession, rather than staying away from confession, thinking, oh, that's not for me, we should make it a habit to frequently go to confession, because there's so many wonderful benefits, spiritual benefits, that will assist us in our spiritual lives and our progress towards heaven, towards God. So let us think about this gospel for today. We should cry out to our divine Lord for mercy. Jesus, have mercy on us. And we know that he tells us to go and show ourselves to the priests. beautiful sacrament of penance. Let us have a true devotion to the sacrament. Let us have a good mindset. Let us not look at it as a quick and easy fix, but with the sacrament of confession, along with the other sacraments, Mass and sacraments, we know that we can truly make that spiritual progress. And we know that we can receive those graces, gain those graces that we need for making them to heaven. So on this Sunday, let us imitate the example of the lepers and make sure that we go to our Divine Lord with that faith, that trust, and that confidence, and the obedience that is necessary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.